moral issue that transcends politics and family disputes. The activist minister prayed with Schiavo's parents today and appealed to state lawmakers in Florida. He wants a bill reintroduced that would prohibit brain damage patients from being denied food and water if they did not express their wishes in writing. Schiavo now in her 12th day without her feeding tube. Her mother says she's drawing strength from Jackson's interest. When the tube was removed, doctors said they expected Schiavo could only live up to 2 weeks or so without food and water. Although he sought permission to visit Schiavo's bedside, Jesse Jackson says the woman's husband, Michael Schiavo, denied that request. Police have arrested another protester outside the hospice housing Terry Schiavo, a Pennsylvania man tackled by police and shocked with a stun gun after trying to get into the hospice. Man charged with attempted burglary and resisting arrest without violence. Police say the man had two bottles of water, but he never got to the hospice door. He is the 47th protester to be arrested there. A government official says Minnesota prosecutors may charge the teenage son of the tribal chairman as an adult with conspiracy to commit murder in the Red Lake Indian Reservation shootings. The 16-year-old arrested by federal authorities on Sunday. He was escorted into a federal courtroom today in Duluth, Minnesota. His father denies that he is guilty in the case. The Defense Department today getting rid of its aging supply of chemical weapons. At Arkansas's Pine Bluff arsenal, crews began burning nearly 4,000 tons, representing about 12% of the nation's total supply. Three furnaces are being used to destroy the weapons, which include M-55 rockets filled with sarin nerve gas that have been stored there since the early 1960s. Gas masks distributed near another arsenal at Anniston, Alabama, where disposal of a smaller stockpile began in 2003. Rescue workers working by candles and flashlights still to find survivors from yesterday's earthquake in Indonesia. The death toll now over 300, but it may go higher. This is Air America Radio News.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a post-Arafat Palestinian society in which children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Will the U.S. play a greater role in the quest for peace in the Middle East? There's no better way to stay in touch than by reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try 4 weeks free. You'll be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Write cancel on the bill and keep the four issues. Call now for The Forward. 800-554-7900. That's 800-554-7900.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi,
I'm Rachel Maddow. On Wednesdays Unfiltered, it's the penultimate program of the long-awaited, controversial Rock'em Sock'em, Spill the Beans, Tell the Secrets, Unfiltered Swan Song. We'll break down the metaphorical wall of the studio and let you see behind the scenes at Unfiltered. The beleaguered, angry film student, the comedic slave, the nervous hipster prodigy, the Jersey boy who would squash you like a bug, Chris Lopresto's real hair. It's the factory where the unfiltered sausage is made.
On Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. How you doing? How you doing tonight? Huh? Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Wherever you are, wherever you're heading for. And we're all heading for the same place, aren't we? It looks like Jerry Falwell may be getting there before some of the other ones of us. Johnny Cochran got there today. I'm not making jokes. I'm not making jokes. We're all headed the same place, rushing to the end. A lot of us are rushing to the end, and maybe we should slow down a little bit. Johnny Cochran, 67, died of a brain tumor at his home in L.A., according to his family. And Falwell is on life support. Can I say that? Yeah, is he on life? All right, he's on a respirator and he's in critical condition. Shall we... No, I'm not. I promised I wouldn't, and I'm not. Should we pray for him? I'm sure he's getting lots of prayers. Larry Flint prayed for him, right? I'll pass because I really don't have don't email me. I don't put any stock in prayer. Zero. Now, if someone requests a prayer from me, I'll certainly do it. I'm not so arrogant as to say, no, I'm not going to pray for you, your loved one. You know, it's not my thing. But I can send good thoughts. Shall I send some to Falwell? He was hospitalized in critical condition today, battling his second case of viral pneumonia in just 5 weeks. The hospital, Lynchburg General, said when he arrived, he was suffering from respiratory arrest. I thought that meant you stopped. Isn't that what that means? Kind of cardiac arrest is your heart stops, right? Respiratory arrest, you stop breathing. He's put on a ventilator and stabilized, remains in critical condition. Now, interestingly, maybe God, Jerry Falwell's God, heard, maybe Jerry Falwell's God was watching CNN the other day when Falwell was on there with the former German U-boat commander, Wolf Blitzer. Falwell and Blitzer had an interesting little conversation March 27th. What's the date today, 29th? All right, so this is Easter Sunday. Yeah, all right, he was on CNN's late edition with Wolf Blitzer. And Falwell, who he was being questioned about Terri Schiavo by Wolf Blitzer. Falwell said, "She's never been on life support. A month ago, I was on a ventilator to breathe, and I had a feeding tube down my nose, just like she. And thank the Lord, I'm out of it, and I preached 2 times this morning in my Easter services, but I've already given my living will. Don't you dare pull the plug on me. I want to wake up in 14 years and say, what day is it? What time is it? But I really think that the courts have been wrong." And then Blitzer butts in and says, "But Reverend Falwell, you can't compare. You can't compare, Reverend Falwell, the condition that you've been in, and thank God you're okay right now, to her condition. It's been years," Blitzer said, "since she's been able to utter a word or anything along those lines, and all of the doctors apparently have testified before various courts that suggested she's not going to improve. Yada, yada, yada." So Falwell is comparing himself to Terry Schiavo, right? You want to be careful of that kind of stuff. You know, I grew up in a tradition that, you know, I told you my maternal grandparents were Italian immigrants, and I don't know if this was Italian or Jewish. I don't know where they got it. But you never were supposed to say your age. You could do your birthday, but and the reason you weren't supposed to say, hi, I'm 43 years old today. I'm 16. Well, I just turned 92. Because the angel of death might be passing by. And prior to your announcement, he might have been ignoring you. But hearing someone say, well, I'm 73. Well, I'm 16. Well, I'm 91. Hearing someone say that, the angel of death might say, flip open his steno notebook and take a look. Go down the list. Baker, Deborah, Baker. Baker, Charles, Baker, Baker, Dennis. Dennis Baker. He's how old? 40, 48? And then, you know, the angel of death would, having had his attention called to the person who was making the statement, right? Now, again, I don't know if that's a Yiddish thing or Italian thing. I have no idea, but... they talked about it in my family when I was a kid. So maybe Falwell inadvertently or deliberately tempted his creator. Now, the part that's interesting, why wouldn't Falwell want to go be in heaven? Come on. He wants to be raptured, doesn't he? But he says, I've given my living will. Don't you dare pull the plug on me. Don't you dare pull the plug on me. And then he said, I had a feeding tube down my nose just like she, and thank the Lord I'm out of it. Well, why, Jerry? I mean, you've had an interesting life. How old is Falwell? 71, 72, 73? I don't know. You already passed your 70. Jerry, the Bible inerrantly says, for the years of a man are 70. 20, 40, 60, 70. Jerry! Isn't the Bible inerrant? Don't you preach that? Well, if you're lying there in your hospital bed tonight with the ventilator, and you feel a tap on your shoulder, turn around and say, howdy. I got a call from, or email from Tim. Remember Tim last night, Tim, who made the kind of sexist statement about conservative women and liberal women? I got an email from him, it was in my email when I got home last night. He says, Mike, I'm sorry that I offended you when I called you up. I'm a reformed liberal. I guess that means he used to be conservative. And looking back, say more than 10 years ago, before meeting my new girlfriend and future wife, my past was sexist, and I'm really sorry for offending the spirit of Air America, true liberals, and your show. My intent was to show how the moralists who spew their anger and filth in the name of some make-believe character named God, who I feel is comparable to the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, is just a facade. But last night, I was no different. I'm sorry, Mike, and thank you for having me on the air. Tim from Los Angeles. P.S. Can you recommend a place in Los Angeles where my girlfriend and I can associate with other fellow liberals? I live in a blue state, but I would love to socialize with fellow progressive-minded folks. Well, anyway, thanks, Tim. Thanks for emailing in, and you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You know, this is this little email is just as good as six Hail Marys, four Our Fathers, two acts of contrition, and a couple of candles. All right. Email from it's kind of making its way. It's an open letter to Christians, and of course I put quotes around it. I guess the email says. I hope you Christians are happy with yourselves for creating such a self-centered, chaotic situation at Terry Schiavo's hospice. Because of your selfish behavior, Jennifer Johnson was unable to say goodbye to her dying father. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Jennifer Johnson, barefoot and in her pajamas, ran to her grandfather's bedside once a hospice worker said his death was moments away. She got there a minute too late. Miss Johnson said the chaos surrounding the hospice where Terry Schiavo lies dying kept her from saying goodbye. When Johnson arrived, a police officer demanded identification. She had none, and after a hospice employee cleared her, another officer halted her for a metal-detecting search. The delays lasted 3 to 4 minutes, the last minutes of her grandfather's life. You selfish, greedy, evil, fake Christians. And the story is at TampaBayLive.com, if you want to go there and see it. There's just a shyable update. I'm sorry. I can't be so far out of the mainstream that I don't just have an update here. A professor at a Bible college in Scranton, PA, was arrested today after he tried to storm the hospice that has Terry Shiloh. He was zapped with a taser stun gun, tackled to the ground by police officers before he reached the door. He became the 47th protester arrested. He is on the faculty at the Baptist Bible College and Seminary in Clark Summit, PA. He had two bottles of water with him. Apparently he wanted to drown Terry Shiloh. I don't know. He was attempted with attempted burglary and resisting arrest. A spokesman for the Baptist Bible College says, he's a dedicated man with strong beliefs and God-given convictions. Oh, by the way, he is the clinical director at that school of counseling programs for the college's graduate school. Well, I could see it going to him if I had an emotional problem, right? We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Alliance for Retired Americans is carrying 1 million messages against Social Security privatization through 20 congressional districts. At every stop along the way, local senior citizens will take the Don't Privatize Social Security petitions to local offices of members of Congress. The trip opposing Social Security privatization ends April 1st in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Stops include Fort Lauderdale, Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. The Alliance for Retired Americans is a grassroots group representing more than 3 million seniors and retirees. The group's president, George Corpius, says that seniors can't trust anyone who claims that Social Security benefits are safe under privatization. He says the fight to preserve Social Security is for all generations, including the grandchildren of today's seniors. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. I'm just having a little bit of trouble here seeing Larry Flint praying for Falwell. Remember the case that went to the Supreme Court, a cartoon that Flint published in Hustler magazine? This is, I don't know what, 20 years ago? It was a very graphic, a sexual cartoon having to do with Jerry Falwell and one of his very close relatives. And the Supreme Court had to rule in Flint's favor. Oh, God. I remember what I was doing the day Flint was almost assassinated here in the Atlanta area. It was in Lawrenceville, Georgia. He had been brought down for trial for obscenity. Hard to believe. In the late mid to late 70s. And I was working for a newspaper, a weekly tabloid paper, alternative press paper called the Atlanta Gazette, that Flint had just purchased. This was all those years ago, maybe 25 years ago, 28 years ago, when Flint was buying up. He bought the Plains, Jimmy Carter's hometown newspaper, the Plains Journal or whatever it is. But he was buying up all these small alternative newspapers around the country, Flint was. So he had just been at our production facilities in Midtown Atlanta. I wasn't there. I was doing something. And he left, and he said, well, I got to go to Lawrenceville, which is about 25 miles from downtown Atlanta. And he went out for, it was a hearing. I think it was a pretrial hearing. Some cowardly pig shot him. Now, interestingly, I believe the person that shot him has never been found. Nobody knows. And 28 years ago here in Atlanta, the Atlanta area, if somebody took a shot at Larry Flint, nobody would say a word. Don't know nothing, man. I don't know nothing. So anyway. Reverend Jesse Jackson arrived today at Terry Schiavo's hospice and called on Florida lawmakers to have the woman's feeding tube reinserted. Now, there's a reason he came down, and you probably figured this out yourself already, but he said, this is one of the profound moral ethical issues of our time, the saving of Terry's life, and today we pray for a miracle. He said, Jackson said he contacted Michael Schiavo to request a visit with her, and Michael said he thought no. Jackson said he is sensitive, his word, to the struggles and pain of both Michael and Terry's parents and siblings, the Schindlers, what everybody's undergoing. And he said that it is his belief that Terry Schiavo should be kept alive. He said, while law is important, law must be tempered with mercy to have justice. Okay, yeah, that's true. But now I know a lot of people are going to jump all over Jesse Jackson and say he's just, you know, just getting his face in the picture. I don't think so. I've interviewed him. I've talked to him. I've met him when we lived in Chicago. You know, that's where Operation Rainbow Push was headquartered, and so on and so on and so on. I honestly believe he's an honest man. He's got his weaknesses just like you do, just like I do. But I think the Schindlers called him up and said, "Please, you know, what's your position of this?" And Jackson He is a minister. He is a reverend. I'm sure Jackson said something to the effect that, he is pro-life, and he was in favor of keeping their daughter alive. Okay. And once he said that, I have a feeling that Schindler said, well, would you please come down here, because these right-wing Christian psychopaths are driving us mad. They have taken the issue of our dying daughter and turned it into a fundraising venture. We can't take these people crawling and weeping and wailing across the pavement holding styrofoam cups of water or something like that. Now, earlier today, it was announced that George W. Bush was going to have one of his ridiculous little speeches at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock rolled around, and if there's one thing Bush is, like most neo-Nazis, he is extremely punctual. His people make sure that he shows up when he's told to show up. He didn't show up at 11, or 11:10, or 11:15, or 11:20, or 11:25. Then CNN, MSNBC, everybody switched to Jesse Jackson making his statement. I believe Kathy watched this. I didn't. I think making the statement in front of the hospice in Pinellas Park. He got one sentence out, and boom, Bush walks out. And all the cameras, of course, are going to go to the fake toy president of the United States. So, you know, Karl Rove was sitting in the dark part of his web, sitting there going, oh, the Negro is down there, huh? The Negro minister. The liberal Negro minister. What to do? What to do? Clickety, clickety, clickety. What to do? What to do? What to... I know. I know. I will just keep my boy under wraps until the Negro liberal minister steps up to the microphone. Then I will send him out. Which is exactly what happened. This is Air America. Burn down the brush, you gotta turn on the heat. You gotta look the fight to Crawford and buy from your seat. Because W's got a mission, W's got a plan. W's got a pistol, it's burning in his hand. Turn the world one big Texas.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men. Two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points, like when they switched the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO health care and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similasan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similasan stimulates your eyes' natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similasan.
Similasan.
Similasan means healthy relief. Similasan Dry Eye Relief at retailers everywhere.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. With the right to die argument all over the news, who better to talk with than the guy the Christo-fascists call Professor Death? Controversial Princeton University professor Peter Singer will challenge our notions about life and death. Plus, comedy, because we'll need it. And we'll listen to your wildest dreams on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Mike in New Jersey has a legitimate question. He writes in, since all the reverends and pastors are all at the hospice in Florida, I was wondering when one of them, including Reverend Jackson, would lay their hands on Terry and heal her. They do it every Sunday on television, or don't they? Yeah, I'd like to see Ernest Angley. I'd like to see Ernest Angley show up down there. You know, did you ever watch Ernest Angley when he would do those little, he would do his crusades? He would pick some godforsaken third world country, I don't know, just pick one, and set up his his dog and pony show out in some muddy field in front of all these brown or black or multicolored people. You look through the crowd and you wouldn't see a single white face except maybe the people who were exhorting the crowd to get up and come forward. And there would always be a local pastor on stage with Ernest translating, which I thought was kind of just the damnedest theater I have ever seen in my life, you know, to translate from Ernest Angley English into, I don't know, Urdu or some language that, you know, does not have the idiomatic structure of American English, does not have the nuances of English, American English, and to watch these translations and to watch the translator hop and bounce and bump around the stage like a drop of water on a hot pancake griddle was just really cool. But then Ernest would ask to bring up all the little afflicted children, and invariably they would bring up kids who were deaf, who had gone deaf from... 6-inch-long worms crawling through an open sore in their bodies into their system and destroying their neurological connections that allowed them to hear. You know, that kind of stuff. Stuff that could be fixed, excuse me, with maybe a dollar's worth of medication. And Ernest would bring him up on the stage and he'd work his miracles. He'd lay hands on these little children, you know, and then he would get real close to them and say, "Say baby! Say baby!" And the kid would stand there and go, "Gar! Gar! Say baby! Baby Jesus! Say baby! Gar! Whoa, that's another miracle! Say baby! Gar!" Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Now, just when you think that maybe the Schindlers were just sick of the right-wingers clustering around them, all of these disgusting fake Christians who are down there just... I just saw a long shot on MSNBC from some sort of a tower cam or something that MSNBC is using now of the whole area in front of the hospice. I swear to God, it looks like one of these circuses that comes to your local shopping mall... Right? Not your good shopping mall, but the shopping mall that you find on the outskirts of every town, and certainly in the South, you know, some rundown shopping mall, and about every 6 months, here comes one of these little carnivals with the so-called games of chance and the rinky-dink Ferris wheels and... God, have you ever walked down the midway of one of those places and seen the animals who work those booths? Hey, come over here. Hey, come over here. Come over here, mister. Throw a basket through the ball through the basket. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what it looks like in front of this hospice, like some cheesy, cheap carnival. But anyway, just when you think that maybe the Schindlers have had enough, you read this in today's New York Times. Terri Schiavo's parents have authorized a conservative direct mailing firm to sell a list of their financial supporters, making it likely that thousands of strangers moved by Terri Schiavo's plight will now receive a steady stream of solicitations from all sorts of these right-wing, sick, neo-Nazi fundamentalist fake Christian groups. Oh my God. The description of the list on the website of the firm that's going to be selling it says, "These compassionate pro-lifers donated toward Bob Schindler's legal battle to keep Terry's estranged husband from removing the feeding tube from Terry. These individuals are passionate about the way they value human life, adamantly oppose euthanasia, and are pro-life in every sense of the word." So there you go. You can the firm is Response Unlimited. They're asking $150 a month for 6,000 names and $500 a month for 4,000 email addresses of people who responded last month to an email plea from Shivo's father. Is this not ghoulish? I mean, even the father and mother are eating their daughter's corpse, selling off pieces of it. Jesus. It's just vile. All of these groups that have clustered down there like rats around some kind of a decaying animal. All of these right-wing groups and these religious freaks will now use this event to raise money. Remember Terry Schiavo, Hillary Clinton is going to run for the presidency, and she would have killed Terry Schiavo. Look, here's a picture of Terry Schiavo with a knife in her heart. You notice who's got the hand on the knife? That's right, Hillary Clinton. And look at this picture. Here's Bill Clinton hiding under Terry Schiavo's bed, and oh my God, what is he doing there? We have to stop this. Send money. Send money. Some guy is quoted in New York Times who runs a privacy. He's a privacy and information policy consultant. He says, I think it's amusing, the selling of these names. He says, I think it's amusing. I think it's absolutely classic America. Everything is for sale in America. Every type of personal information. Jesus. Executives of Response Unlimited declined to comment. Gary McCullough, director of the Christian Communication Network and a spokesman for Ms. Schiavo's parents, confirmed that Dad had agreed to let Response Unlimited rent out the list as part of the deal for the firm to send an email solicitation raising money on the family's behalf. I hate these people with a passion that is so deep and so abiding, it's almost like a hymn. It's almost like something I used to sing in my grandmother's Baptist church all those many decades ago when the preacher would stand in the pulpit and make the call to come down and give your life to Jesus, just as I am, without one plea. Pamela Hennessy, an unpaid spokeswoman for the Schindlers, said she was initially appalled when she learned of the list's existence and its sale. Ms. Hennessy said, it's possibly the most distasteful thing I have ever seen. Everybody is making a buck off of her. Ms. Hennessy operates the Schindlers' website, terriesfight.org. But then she kind of turned around and said, obviously these people, that would be Response Unlimited, obviously these people are enterprising and they are taking advantage of this very desperate father. Well, if that's the case, Ms. Hennessy, then I guess the very desperate father will rescind the contract that he signed and say, no, you're not going to take little chunks of my daughter that I'm slicing off her already dead body and handing to you for 30 pieces of silver. Right, Ms. Hennessy? How do you betray your own daughter? Doesn't Christian mythology talk about the betrayal of Judas? Didn't we just have Easter? Haven't I been driving around the South seeing church after Christian church after Christian church with the cross out on the front lawn? And nobody there but a drape across the cross symbolizing the resurrected Christ. And the Schindlers and these fake ministers are trading on this woman's death like ghouls, like vultures. Good God. Mm. JB emails in, will you do one thing real quick? Pound home why Terry is in the state she's in. Why her brain was out of oxygen for 14 minutes. The eating disorder. No one I've listened to in the last weeks has talked about that. It's blowing my mind. There are consequences for the choices made in life. Sometimes they are very, very costly. The circus has drowned out what could be a very powerful statement to the youth of our country. And all they see is, well, the circus. This is Air America.
Hey, look, it's not a big deal, but you haven't told me you love me in a while.
What? Of course I have.
Yeah, but only when I say it first. You're never the one who starts it.
I love you.
Well, you can't say it now.
I love you?
Ugh.
It's still too soon.
Never mind.
Look, baby, I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than anything in this world. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Love can be exasperating, but finding it shouldn't be. More people have met on Match.com than any other site in the world. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar construction. conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Mother, do you think she's good enough? Mother, do you think she's dangerous?
You know, I do wonder, Barry in Oregon emails in, where are these people? Benny Hinn and Don Stewart and Peter Popoff. They heal folks every week, don't they? We've all seen them on the electric television. Where are they? You know, now that's a cheap shot on my part. And Barry, you know, but Barry and I are used to taking cheap shots at these cheap, fake faith healers. They're so slimy. And what's up with somebody named Peter Popoff? You know, I've always wondered about this guy. Peter Popoff. Uh-huh. And Benny Hinn. Didn't Benny Hinn used to be Jewish? And then he switched over to this, the psycho branch of faith healing, mouth breathing, bad hair Christianity. Quotes around Christianity. Lord, have mercy. Just have mercy, right? Bill is calling from Wisconsin. Bill, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. The thing I wanted to talk about was this upcoming autopsy for Terry Schiavo.
Yes.
Well, I think it may become a circus. I'm really afraid, and so I'm very concerned that only one doctor does it. Because he'll be savaged by the fascist media. Limbaugh will say he studied under Dr. Kevorkian. Hannity will say he's a convicted child molester.
Yeah.
And the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth will say that he was a collaborator with the Viet Cong. So I think he needs at least maybe five or six, you know, half a dozen neurophysicians, neuroscientists, the best in the country, to create a bulletproof report saying that she couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't smell, couldn't taste, couldn't feel touch, or couldn't think. And if that is true, that she's essentially had nothing but oatmeal inside her head for the past 10 years. If her face had frozen in a frown instead of a smile, she would have been dead 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But I also understand from getting information from different blogs around the Internet, that these videotapes that we're seeing of this poor woman, these videotapes are 2, 3, 4 years old. That if a videotape were to be released of Terry Schiavo any time in the past 6 or 8 months, it would not make the wildly appealing sense of, look, here's a woman who's looking in her mother's face. Here's a woman who's smiling. Here's a woman that's responding. Even though none of that's going on, this persistent vegetative state can turn someone's remaining functioning systems into what we're seeing. But these tapes are old, and I just heard this the other day, and I thought to myself, my God, can this poor woman please check out? You know, she checked out 14 years ago, but can't she just go? Let this go. You know, she hit the brick wall all those years ago, and to continue to do this is just a travesty. It's just horrifying, especially when you consider what put her there. And that was, according to one of my emailers, that was a bulimia, which is usually induced in teenagers by parents who are just absolute bastards. And the child, most frequently a young girl, will use these digestive disorders in order to seize some kind of control over their own bodies, their own lives, whether it's cutting themselves with razor blades or bulimia. It's an effort by the children or the child or the young adult to try to seize control away from controlling forces, most often parents who are driving them slowly mad.
Anorexia, too, it's the same thing.
Yeah, so it's just horrifying. This whole thing is just so horrifying. What an ugly, ugly tragedy is playing out on the stage of America, and damn, just double damn.
I was going to suggest
television for making this into the spectacle that it is. Damn them.
I was going to suggest that you use a term for these people. Call them Christites or Christits or Christian Nazis. Or, you know, let's invent a term for these people to separate them from the people who are Christians who actually feel genuine compassion or not, you know, talking about living the life of Jesus, not talking about Jesus.
Yeah, they can't do that. None of these people,
I think if we use that terminology, you know, that's helpful, you know.
Yeah, I think that probably is. Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you checking in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a nice
evening.
All right, thank you, sir. And the savage attack on Michael Schiavo, it's just unbelievable. This pig, Ann Coulter. What is she suggesting now? That and some of these right wingers. I think Hannity has approached this issue too. That somehow Michael Schiavo is responsible for Terri Schiavo's condition. It's just so vile. Why am I talking about this? Because of what the right wing is doing. Not because it's a story with any awe or any mystery to it. People are in these states of consciousness and unconsciousness and brain death and persistent vegetative states, all sorts of situations in hospitals all over the country. People die of these conditions. People have life support turned off. Most of us just do this in the privacy of the love of our own family. But this, and the way the so-called Christian right and political right has taken this and turned it into just an absolute house of prostitution, I just hate them so much. Oh, my God, I hate these people for what they do to the Christian faith, what they do to their fellow human beings, and what they do to their own family members. It's just vile. We're not going to talk about it when we come back. We've had an hour. That's enough for tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men. Two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points. Like when they switch the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO health care and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drobny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drobny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
Oust Fan presents a message from your cat.
Hello, it is I, your cat. Meow.
We had a deal. I do my business in the box, you get rid of it. But such is not the case. Meow. So, get the Oust fan. It's the only portable fan that eliminates bad odors in the air throughout the day, even from odor-causing bacteria. So, get the Oust fan now. By the way, the dog clawed your couch. Meow.
Get odors out with Oust fan. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Jesse Jackson prayed today with the parents of Terry Schiavo, and he's making a personal appeal to black state lawmakers in Florida. Jackson wants a bill reintroduced that would prohibit brain-damaged patients from being denied food and water if they didn't express their wishes in writing. Terry Schiavo, now in her 12th day without her feeding tube. Jackson visited the hospice where Schiavo is receiving care and prayed with Marion Bob Schindler. And although he sought permission to visit the bedside of Terry Schiavo, the woman's husband, Michael, denied the request. Jackson called Schiavo's plight a moral issue that transcends politics and family disputes. Legal superstar Johnny Cochran is dead. He became one of the best-known high-profile attorneys in America after getting O.J. Simpson acquitted. He became famous for saying during the trial, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." Cochran died of a brain tumor at his home in Los Angeles. His family issued a statement saying, "Johnny's career will be noted as one marked by celebrity cases and clientele, but he and his family were most proud," they said, "of the work he did on behalf of those in the community." Johnny Cochran dead at 67. Prosecutors in Dallas today charged a former high-ranking Boy Scouts of America official with possession and distribution of child pornography. Douglas Sovereign Smith Jr., who coordinated scouting programs with schools and churches, is accused of receiving pornographic images and other explicit material over the Internet in February. A spokesman for the Boy Scouts in Irving, Texas, says Smith's job did not involve working with children directly. He says Smith worked for the organization for 39 years and that officials are, quote, shocked and dismayed by the charges. Smith is scheduled to appear in federal court tomorrow. His attorney says Smith is a good man who's not taking this well, and he says he'd hate to see Smith's entire life defined by one incident. Rescue workers working by candles and flashlights trying to find more survivors of the earthquake in Indonesia. At least 330 people are dead. One of the world's political committed bachelors giving up the single life. Former California governor, current Oakland mayor Jerry Brown, has announced plans to marry longtime girlfriend Ann Gust. The wedding date has not been scheduled. While some Iraqi government officials are predicting their own forces will be able to take over security duties in Iraq within a year and a half, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is shying away from making any such predictions. Rumsfeld says he, quote, likes to deliver rather than promise. And he says any discussion about the drawdown of U.S. troops has to be what he called conditions-based. Rumsfeld says American troops will stay in Iraq where they're needed and while they're needed, but not any longer than that. General Peter Pace, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he's cautiously optimistic. This is Air America Radio.
Planet check.
Buffalo Nickel is premature.
We just felt that the celebration of the conservation success that the Buffalo Nickel represents is extremely premature.
That's Stephanie C. from the Buffalo Field Campaign.
Given the fact that there are only 4,200 genetically pure wild buffalo alive in this country.
The Bison Interagency Management Plan is still in effect.
Two state and three federal agencies that allows for the hazing, capture, and slaughter of the Yellowstone buffalo as they migrate out of the park.
Give them your 5 cents worth.
One thing that we've been asking people to do that are getting the Buffalo Nickel is to contact Montana Governor Schweitzer and urge him to buy habitat in Montana for the buffaloes.
More at
buffalofieldcampaign.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, the fun continues on our anniversary week with our old friends Dahlia Lithwick from Slate, David Brock from Media Matters, and Congressman John Dingell. Who's heard all the jokes, people, so don't even bother. That's next time on Franken.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer. The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. A program note, we mentioned this last night, going to mention it tonight and tomorrow night and the night after and the night after that. Kathy and I and Molly are going to be in New York City this Sunday, April 3rd, at the Raven Cafe, 194 Avenue A. It's a Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., so stop by if the spirit moves you. Come by and say howdy. If it gets too crowded, we'll just do it on the street, all right? You can get more information on this at MikeMalloy.com. And this Friday, April 1st, we want to hear from America's Ute again, the program that we had several months back that consisted only of calls from people between the ages of 13 and 17 was a real eye-opener for me, and according to a lot of the emails I got from folks, it was an eye-opener all around. So this Friday coming. All right, if you're between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive, we want to hear from you. We're going to devote the whole program, if there are enough calls, if people keep it going. Want to hear about your take, Mr. or Ms. Teenager, your take on some of these issues that are just pounding the bejesus out of this country, all right? In Colorado, the Supreme Court there yesterday threw out the death penalty that was handed down in a rape and murder case because jurors had studied Bible verses, such as an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, during deliberations. On a 3-2 vote, the justices of the Colorado Supreme Court ordered the convicted person to serve life in prison without parole. The jurors in this man's 1995 trial sentenced him to die, but defense lawyers discovered five of them had looked up Bible verses, copied them down, talked about them while deliberating a sentence behind closed doors. Now, the assistant district attorney in this particular jurisdiction said prosecutors were reviewing the ruling and might ask the state Supreme Court to reconsider or might appeal this to the U.S. Supreme Court. During oral arguments before the Colorado Supreme Court last month, defense attorney Kathleen Lord said the jurors had gone outside the law. She said, quote, they went to the Bible to find out God's position on capital punishment, end quote. Now, prosecutors had argued that jurors should be allowed to refer to the Bible or other religious texts during deliberations. Really? The Quran? Would that be okay to open the Holy Quran and reference that? How about the Bhagavad Gita? Would that be okay? Get a copy of the Bhagavad Gita? And how about the ancient Sumerian texts? How about a Native American oral or written texts about how the Great Spirit felt about these issues? No, you see, no. No, 1,000 times no. We are a nation of laws. Still, we are not a theocracy. We are not a Christo-fascist organization that checks in Leviticus to find out how to punish people. If that's the case, the next time a young lady, say 12, is hauled before juvenile court on a shoplifting charge, then go to Leviticus, if that's where it's located, do what it says, and take her out behind the courtroom and kill her. The parents, cut her throat, eviscerate her, let her bowels fall out onto the pavement. Because that's what Leviticus orders you to do, you half-wits. And on and on and on. I'm sure we can find, how do you pronounce it, Kathy? Sharia, Islamic law, fundamentalist Islamic law. Surely there are admonitions and directorates in Sharia or Sharia. This says basically the same kind of perverted crap as you find in other religions. Kill, stone, beat, bloody. For what? For stealing a loaf of bread, that's for what?
Oh.
The New York Times also today, final report on the Presidential Commission studying American intelligence failures regarding these. Doesn't it sound so, I don't know, 2003 to refer to weapons of mass destruction? Huh? Every other word out of every other freakoid commentator for such an extended period of time, or every other term, was weapons of mass destruction. Notice how it's disappeared. Anyway, the final report of a presidential commission on these failures is out. It includes a searing critique of how the CIA and other agencies never properly assess Hussein's political maneuverings, or the possibility that he no longer had weapons stockpiles. Now, that's only half of it. We don't know what the intelligence report said. We do know we had an administration in place who, after being told we were going to be attacked by Osama bin Laden, ignored it, and then decided to attack a country on false pretenses. We know that the Bush administration has taken us around the bend now to a place that we cannot get back from morally, legally, or ethically. And that is preemptive war for no reason other than the fact that the leadership of this country damn feels like it. The precedent, you see, has been set. Well, at the White House press briefing today with Simple Scotty McClellan, he was asked about the report. A matter of fact, Helen Thomas had an interesting back and forth with Scotty the Moron. Now, they talk over each other, but you can hear this if you listen real close. Helen begins, would the president still have gone into war if he'd known what will be in this report? That there were... Now, let me stop. She has been asking this question for, 18 months now? And here she tries again. The woman that Ann Coulter refers to as that old Arab. Would the president still have gone into war if he'd known what will be in this report, that there were no weapons of mass destruction?
I think he's already addressed that issue, and his position remains the same. And I think that what he said earlier today was important to note as well. We are seeing that the Iraqi people are serving as an example.
That's the point when we went to war.
Yeah, we are seeing that the Iraqi people are serving.
They're threatening us.
Okay, well, you've expressed your opinion, and you've heard ours as well.
I've told you what you've told us.
Saddam Hussein's regime was creating instability in the region, and we are better off with his regime out of power, and the Iraqi people are showing.
The American people were told they were under threat.
The Iraqi people are showing through their courage and determination.
Are you sorry you told the American people a falsehood?
Go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, always. Go ahead, Goyle. Goyle, next reporter, Helen Thomas. Are you sorry you told the American people a falsehood? Come on, Ms. Thomas. You don't expect this piece of human waste to stand there and answer your question. But anyway, the report is out. If anybody cares, I don't, because you and I have known this for, what, 2 years now? How long has it been since we've known this, that there was no there, that this war was committed under false pretenses, that every single member of the Bush crime family that was in power and office and in the decision-making process during the time this decision was made should be tried as war criminals, should be hauled before an international tribunal, put on trial, given a fair trial, sentenced, and then provided with whatever sentence the law requires. What do we do with war criminals these days who caused the death of 100,000 innocent civilians? What do we do with war criminals these days who caused the death of 1,500 Americans? What do we do with war criminals these days that cause untold misery and destruction, wounded people, blown up cities, blown off arms and legs and eyes and feet? What do we do with them? What do we do with these people? 60 years after Nuremberg. What do we do with them now, huh? Nothing. We give them medals of freedom and allow them to stay in office. That's what we do. This is America 2005, you see.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Alliance for Retired Americans is carrying 1 million messages against Social Security privatization through 20 congressional districts. At every stop along the way, local senior citizens will take the Don't Privatize Social Security petitions to local offices of members of Congress. The trip opposing Social Security privatization ends April 1st in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Stops include Fort Lauderdale, Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. The Alliance for Retired Americans is a grassroots group representing more than 3 million seniors and retirees. The group's president, George Corpius, says that seniors can't trust anyone who claims that Social Security benefits are safe under privatization. He says the fight to preserve Social Security is for all generations, including the grandchildren of today's seniors. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. There, at Daily Coast and a couple other places, you can find this. A group of people, Karen Bauer, Leslie Weiss, Alexander Young, these three individuals from Denver. Put this at Daily Coast. Let me share it with you. It says, very rarely does the everyday public get a glimpse of what happens behind the scenes in a normally secret Bush administration. But on Monday, yesterday, the Secret Service called three everyday people into their offices to discuss why they were kicked out of a presidential event in Denver last week, where Bush promoted his plans to privatize Social Security. What they revealed to us and our lawyer was fascinating. There we were, three people who had personally picked up tickets from Republican Congressman Bob Boprez's office and went to a presidential event. But as we entered, we were told that we had been ID'd and were warned that any disruption would get us arrested. After being seated in the audience, we were forcibly removed before the president arrived. Even though we had not been disruptive, we were shocked when told that this presidential event was a, quote, private event, close quote, and were commanded to leave. More astonishingly, when the Secret Service was contacted the next day, they agreed to meet with us yesterday, March 28th, to discuss the circumstances surrounding our removal. We had two big questions going into this meeting. One, how is the Bush administration IDing citizens before presidential events? Two, why was an official taxpayer-funded event called a private event leading to citizens being kicked out? Most shocking of all, we got answers to both questions. The Secret Service revealed that we were ID'd when local Republican staffers saw a bumper sticker on the car we drove which said, "No more blood for oil." Evidently, the free speech expressed on one bumper sticker is cause enough to eject three citizens from a presidential event. The Secret Service also revealed that ticket distribution and staffing at the Social Security event was run by the local Republican Party. They wanted us to be clear that it was a Republican staffer, not the Secret Service, who kicked us out of the presidential event. But this revealed something else that should be startling to all Americans. After allowing taxpayers to finance his privatization events, and after using White House communications apparatus to set them up, Bush is privatizing the ticket distribution and security staffing at his events to the Republican Party. The losers are not just taxpayers, but anyone who values the First Amendment. Under the banner of a private event, the Republican Party is excluding citizens from seeing their president because of the lone sin of expressing the wrong idea on a bumper sticker. The question for Americans is, will we allow our freedom to be privatized? Signed, Karen Bauer, Leslie Weiss, Alexander Young. Well, you know the answer to that, folks. Of course. Now, at the briefing today, Simple Scotty McClellan was asked about this event. I love Scotty's song and dance number and his answer to what happened. You know, GOP operatives patrolling the parking lots looking for bumper stickers, right? Anyway, the reporter says, Scott, about this trip to Iowa tomorrow, the Social Security speech, there's a wire story from Colorado that three people who had tickets to go to Bush's Social Security conversation in Colorado were barred because of a bumper sticker. Can you tell us what the guidelines are in terms of allowing people to come in and hear their president speak?
Yeah, I don't know all the specific circumstances you're bringing up regarding that event, but in terms of the events, we distribute tickets to these conversations, and they're typically given to congressional office or institutions like at Notre Dame University. We provided tickets to the university, and they distributed those tickets. We welcome a diversity of views at the events, obviously.
What?
The conversations that the president is participating in are designed to educate the American people about the problems facing our Social Security system, the problems that are facing it for our children and grandchildren. And so it's part of an educational effort.
So what the hell does any of this have to do with throwing out ticket-bearing audience members whose only crime was having an allegedly anti-Bush bumper sticker on their car, right? Notice the little dance there, the little shuffle sidestep, and little soft shoe number that the old Simple Scotty did there around the reporter's question. Hey, I don't know all the circumstances. I don't read anything. I'm the White House press secretary. You think I would have read about this wire services and what's this a blog? What's a blog? Oh, is it in the New York Times? Oh well, I don't read the Times. Is there anybody left in this country who doesn't get it, who doesn't understand what is already a fait accompli? Maureen Dowd got it the other day. Was it her Thursday or Friday column? Her first line? We live in a theocracy. Well, duh, Maureen. I love your writing, sweetheart, but how do you feel now, Maureen? After all the poison you wrote about Al Gore. I'm not saying Al Gore walked on water. I think Al Gore had his faults like everybody else. But tell you what, Maureen, he was not George W. Bush. And for all of us who know there's not a dime's worth of difference between Bush and Gore, or so they say, there damn well was 9 cents difference, and that, Maureen, is all the difference in the world. So, Maureen Dowd, New York Times, as you sit around gnashing your teeth and filing your fingernails about this awful theocracy being imposed on the United States of America, think, sweetheart, about your contribution to it.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothies.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men. Two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points. Like when they switched the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO health care and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th, put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's Assurance brand of passenger tires. Race in and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to instanttaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. Instanttaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. Instanttaps.com 1-800-640-7032 or online at instanttaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
The Majority Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know,
I'm
very inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, we're getting close to taking some phone calls, so we have a couple open lines. If you want to join in here, the phone number is 866-303-2270, all right? 866-303-2270. The story out of Dallas, Texas has caught my attention. Remember the lawsuits about the Boy Scouts because they just were not going to have any of those terrible queers in their ranks? No queers! Not a scoutmaster, not as patrol leader, not a senior patrol leader, and certainly not as a young scout. If you're 11 years old or 12 or 13 or 14 and understand already that you're gay, you're not going to be in the Boy Scouts, you little pervert. You're not going to learn how to be prepared. We're the Boy Scouts of America. On my honor, I would do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Remember that? Huh? I do. I made it all the way to Star. I was a Star Scout. I love scouts. Looking back, I know now that several of the boys were queer, and so was one or two of the assistant scoutmasters. But you know what? It was still fun! But then the Boy Scouts of America decided, no more queers! You little perverts, get out of here! It's a Christian, upright, straight organization! Oh, really? Well, once again, a former top official of the Boy Scouts faces federal internet child pornography charges and expected to plead guilty tomorrow. Douglas Smith. Oh, Dougie. They found images of children engaging in sex acts on Mr. Smith's computer. He's expected to plead guilty when he shows up. 39 years in the Boy Scouts. He retired last month. Now, why did he retire? Retire my ass. He cut and run. Oh, God, they're going to find out. Mr. Smith previously served as the Boy Scouts Director of Programming. We have lots of programs here, but none for queers. You're a queer? Get out of here. You like child pornography? Let's talk. Do we give merit badges in child porn now? How many positions can you twist a 12-year-old girl into? Does that warrant a merit badge? Hi, my name's Doug Smith. I'm an upstanding American, and I won't let any queers in the Boy Scouts. There's no room for queers in the Boy Scouts. There's room for child pornographers, though. The Boy Scouts say they are, quote, shocked and dismayed by Smith's arrest. I like what his lawyer said. His lawyer told the Associated Press that his client, this child molesting, child pornography, and to me, looking at the child pornography is molesting the child. There is no difference. Lock this son of a bitch up for the rest of his life. And let the rest of the inmates know why he's there. Smith's lawyer told the Associated Press that his client, poor Dougie Smith, quote, is not taking this well. I've got to tell you, the lawyer said, this is a good man. And I would hate to see the entirety of his life and the good things he's done defined by one incident. Jesus. How many times, like when somebody finds out that Jesse Jackson has been providing support for 20 years to what is referred to as an illegitimate child, although there is no such thing as an illegitimate child. Every child is legitimate. But when it's found out how the right wing just drops on Jesse like locusts and try to eat him alive, oh, you dirty, filthy, fake preacher. One incident in which Jesse Jackson acted responsibly. But here's the lawyer for this child pornography monster saying, well, you know, he's a good man. No, he's not, Mr. Lawyer. No, he's not a good man. Good men do not participate in child pornography, you moron. Bad men do that.
Well, Mike, it might be a sickness.
Fine! Put his ass in jail and let him get well. This guy was snagged in the Operation Predator initiative, which has resulted in more than 5,300 arrests worldwide since 2003. Those charged in previous cases have included doctors, police officers, teachers, camp counselors, and coaches. I have no mercy for child molesters, child pornographers, child killers, child abusers. No mercy. It is not in my psychological or emotional makeup to grant mercy to people who abuse the unblemished innocence of youth. If there is ever a time in the life of a human being, I know I've seen it, so have you if you're a parent, when that human being is unblemished, uncorrupted, unbefouled, it's when that human being is a child, a toddler, a baby, a three-year-old, four-year-old, six-year-old, seven-year-old. If the education process of that child is correct, it remains unblemished and uncorrupted. Oh, it may realize that the world into which it's been born is a vile swamp and a sewer, and it has to adjust to that reality. But abusers of children, to me, even Christ said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, the innocence. So Mr. Boy Scout, 39-year, former Eagle Scout, filthy pig, corrupt, degenerate, slime ball. There's something a lot of fun, he said sarcastically, waiting for you in the prison you're going to go to. I can tell you this, Dougie, it's going to hurt. But you know, Doug was responsible to the degree that he was for 39 years in keeping the queers out. We shan't have any queers in the Boy Scouts of America. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do these people never understand the hypocrisy? These Republicans, these right... Oh, yes, he's a Republican. Yes, he's a right-winger. Yes, he's a Bush supporter. And yes, he's a Christian. Quotes around the word Christian. Do these people not have any working knowledge or familiarity with the word hypocrite or hypocrisy? None whatsoever? None?
Oh, but Mike, he's sick.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let's do some phone calls. What do you say? All right? All right. Who shall we start with tonight? How about Doug, who's calling from Memphis, Tennessee? Doug, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I've been trying to get you again for a week. The gentleman that kind of screamed me when I came on, he mentioned to watch my language. Did I slip last time?
I think you did. Yeah, you have to be careful. Let me tell you why I have to be careful. You have to be careful because we have fascists now running the FCC who hate Air America Radio Network, all right, and would do anything they could to see this bastion of liberal conversation be ended, be murdered in its crib. So, yeah, we're going to be real tough about language from callers. So please, everybody, including you, Doug, understand that. No mercy. No mercy. We're on a delay system, and if you say a bad word, you're out of here, all right?
Okay. I won't get into any of my Lenny Bruce then.
Thank you.
I have an extensive lexicon, but my passions and my emotions sometimes override it. I just had a thought a while ago, this Schiavo thing, you know?
Yeah.
The thing that Bush passed a while back where he gave everybody the the right to the doctors and the hospitals to pull the plug.
Yeah, in Texas when he was governor, right.
No longer I just thought, wow, what a precedent. Here we have someone who's brain dead, and we're being bled to death by him. Hey, that qualifies Bush and all the henchmen. They're brain dead, and they're bleeding us dry, so let's pull the plug on them.
Let's pull the plug on them. I wish that we could do that. The only way we can do that, though, is to vote them out of office, and apparently America loves these swine. America loves the swine so much that America will do one of two things, either vote them back into office that they stole or allow black box voting machines to be put in precincts around the country that are run by other Republican thugs in order to make sure that the vote is never valid. So on one or both of those points, America loves George W. Bush. Hey, we got a break, Doug. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year-round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Vitamin World, and health food stores everywhere.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont,
director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you'll be hardworking man.
10 before the hour.
Mama, she once told
me. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. No, let's get RB on from Canada. We'll come back to the other caller later. There we are. Hey, RB.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I tuned in late last night and got to hear some of that Cynthia McKinney. You finally ran the audio. That was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, she just freaks me out. I have never seen that kind of courage.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
in the past 3 or 4 years.
One woman amongst the Democrats.
And there she is. There she is sitting there just kicking the ass of two or three of the people who collectively could wipe out the world.
Yes, yep, and she has no fear, and she goes right after those guys. I mean, we're not talking about the Boy Scouts over here with Rummy and all those guys. I mean,
no, she's amazing. She's an amazing woman. I am so glad that she is my member of Congress.
You're a lucky man.
And yes, sir. Absolutely.
Remember about 3 years ago when we were talking about when they were trying to get her out, the Republicans, by having that crossover
right, yeah,
thing.
They really did her. They did her so bad down here in DeKalb County, Georgia. It was just awful.
But what bothered me was so many Democrats at the time, Paul Miguel and all those creeps included, were just hated her for her to actually do that because they thought it brought the party into disrepute. But now you look, she was right all along. And where's Miguel now? Where are all these stalwart Democrats now?
Right.
She's the only one fighting for this country. What the heck are they doing?
That's right.
Anyway, I was. What really scares me, what I wanted to share with you, is Ron Suskind. You know who he is. He's a reporter.
Yes. Yes.
He was talking to some higher up aides in the White House, and he received this answer, in a query about exactly where do you guys are going with all this? Say because they lied to get into war and the neocons get taken over. And he got this. The aides said that guys like me, meaning Suskind, and you, I guess, and me, we are in what we call the reality-based community.
Right.
Which he defined as people who believe that solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality.
Right.
I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles and empiricism. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We are history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do.
Yeah, that's just an updated version of Adolf Hitler. That's all it is.
Exactly.
It is exactly the same, only updated.
I just thought I'd share that with you and make sure everybody knows about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, RB.
You bet.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I remember reading that, you are reality-based. We, on the other hand, right? Oh, my God. Brian is calling from Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. What is reality today? I wake up and pinch myself every day when I wake up because for the past 4 years and plus going on, I can't really say what is reality anymore.
Well, perception, the standard answer is perception is reality. Standard subtext to that is that you create your own perception, therefore your own reality. I don't know. If I tried to exist completely in the Bush crime family reality that they have superimposed upon this society, I honestly believe I would go mad. I would go totally insane. I'm very lucky in that I have an 8-month-old child, and I'm married, so I have all sorts of fun diversions from living in Bush world. So I don't know. The reality they're creating is a reality of death and destruction, of dishonor, of unethical behavior, immorality or amorality, which is worse in my opinion.
And do unto them.
Yeah, all of it, all of it.
Deceit. I just, you know, these are things that you've seen in movies.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff, is from the movies. It's not from the stuff that we believe that those actual going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got...
go on, Mike, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, to kind of answer your question, which may have been, purely rhetorical, we, you and I, other people, have got to maintain a distance between our own a consciousness and this consciousness that is being rammed into America, whether it is this Christo-Nazism or the neocon murderous attitude toward the rest of the world. If you get too close to that, you become like them. Was it Nietzsche? The famous, when you peer into the abyss, be careful because the abyss, I'm paraphrasing, is peering into you. And, was this ever more true in America than now? I say no. I say we have a collection of madmen who are running this country and trying to run the world. And hopefully they will be removed from office before the final destruction. I believe that.
Well, Nostradamus, one of his last predictions were that the man in the office today will not go through his second term.
I would love to see him impeached. I would love to see a miracle, a political miracle in 2006, and the Democrats regain control, such as they are. If they regain control of the legislative branch, both houses of Congress, and then all of a sudden develop some spine, they might remove this criminal enterprise that is the Bush crime family. Might.
When's Halliburton going to be shown for what it really is? I mean, we hear about it in bits and pieces all the time, but nobody knows how to put the puzzle together.
Yeah. Well, that's why we need a good, solid congressional investigation. We need a Whitewater committee. Nobody knew how to put the pieces together on Nixon either, but they did, and the bastard left in disgrace, and that's exactly what should happen to Bush. Hey, we got a boogie. Thanks a lot for checking in, Brian. We shall break here. We'll return. Do stay with us. Final hour coming up. You folks in New York, damn, once again. Well, go to satellite radio or your computer because the best hour is coming up. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men, two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points, like when they switched the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO health care and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Preposterous.
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Ever dream of owning your own business? Earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Nation's Restaurant News ranks Quiznos as the fastest growing restaurant in the U.S. The next seminars are on April 5th, 6th, or 7th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-925-QUIZ or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Famed trial attorney Johnny Cochran has died at the age of 67. His family says he passed away Tuesday afternoon after a battle with cancer. Cochran began his career as a prosecutor and then as a crusader against police abuses. Cochran became famous when he defended football star O.J. Simpson on murder charges. In his closing arguments, Johnny Cochran made reference to a glove that was found near the murder scene that didn't fit Simpson.
It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Legal analyst Royal Oak says that trial is what people will remember most about Cochran.
There's so many things you can say about Johnny Cochran. Personally, he was a gentleman, a charming fellow, very successful as a district attorney and working for civil rights causes. But, of course, people don't really remember that. They're going to remember just one thing, him standing next to O.J. Simpson when the not guilty verdict was announced.
There's been a new kind of plea from Terry Schiavo's family. Her mother, Mary Schindler, came out last evening and made a direct plea to Terry's husband, Michael, and the woman he's had children with.
Michael and Jody, you have your own children. Please, please, give my child back to me.
The Schindlers had a visit Tuesday from the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who offered them prayers and encouragement. Veteran U.S. Senator from Alabama, Howell Heflin, died Tuesday afternoon of an apparent heart attack at his home. Heflin was 83. Clara Ruth Heyman of Savannah, Tennessee, co-authored a biography of Heflin. She says Heflin's guiding star was personal integrity.
He would want to be remembered as a man of integrity, who did what he did for the people and not for himself.
Heflin served in the U.S. Senate from 1979 until 1997. He was a lifelong Democrat. He was a decorated U.S. Marine Company commander in World War II. A report released by the National Sleep Foundation finds millions of Americans are affecting every area of daily lives by not getting enough sleep. Researchers studied 1,500 adults and found they're making mistakes at work, causing rifts in their relationships, and are often too tired for sex. Dr. Roxanne Valentino of the Cleveland Clinic says she's not surprised by the findings.
Impaired sleep definitely impairs mood. It impairs cognition and the ability to concentrate. So those things will come into play both in the workforce and when people come home and they try and have conversations with their spouse or their families.
The survey found only about one half of the participants were able to say they regularly had a good night's sleep. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Stephen King. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Let's go right back to the phone calls here. Y'all are showing incredible patience tonight. Ben is calling from Staten Island. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's everything?
Just peachy keen.
No longer on the air, I see. It's 11 o'clock, huh?
Not on WLIB. We are all over the rest of the civilized world and the Internet and satellite radio, yeah.
All right, I have a question. The Fahrenheit 9/11, basically, that made me come more to reality check on the situation at hand. Right?
It made you?
It gave me a little bit of a reality check how...
Yeah, okay, sure. Sure.
It's a documentary for 3 hours. What do you feel about the Celsius, the 411?
What do I feel about what?
The movie Celsius, 411.
Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
Is that the right wing pig snot attempt to negate Michael Moore's film?
I think so, yes. I heard
yeah.
that.
Now, I haven't seen it. I've heard that it's just dumb and stupid.
Right.
So I guess I don't have an opinion on it, Ben.
Okay.
No, is that all?
I appreciate that. No, that was basically it. I just wanted, you know,
okay.
basically on the reality check that Fahrenheit 9-1 brings everyone up to key on what's really going on.
Yeah.
How much of the truth, I don't know, but to a certain extent.
Well, I don't know Michael Moore. I mean, I've met him. I've interviewed him. Even when, didn't we go to one of his tapings, Kathy, when he was on, what cable channel was that? This, not Discover, but, yeah, when he had The Awful Truth. I forget. Anyway.
It was really funny how that didn't come onto pay-per-view until after the election.
Well, the cable operators, most of whom are right-wingers, kept it off. That's my understanding. But what I was trying to say is, I don't know Michael Moore to be a liar. He uses a camera in a way that gets his point across. I certainly believe that his point of view is one-sided. That doesn't mean anything. Einstein's point of view is one-sided, you know. Fox News' point of view is one-sided. Your point of view is one-sided, so is mine. So, you know, to say that Michael Moore presented a one-sided point of view is about the same thing as saying, hey, listen, I got a news flash for you. Water is wet. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. John is calling from Las Vegas. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on. I just started listening to you, and I love your show.
Well, thanks.
And I thought you'd like to hear. I'm a piano tuner, 31 years self-employed, and that's not important, but I make calls all the time to customers, obviously to keep my business going. Obviously, I've been doing a good job. I came in contact with a neocon tonight, and I didn't know he was a neocon, but he changed piano tuners because his wife told him that. Now, I thought I'd share this to you, that the
sure.
mentality of these people. He makes over $200,000, and he acted like, you know. I said, do you want to make an appointment? And he said, listen, John, we're tired. He said, my wife's tired of your political views. Slowly, though, I got it that he was mad probably because I talked to his wife and was giving her some new ideas, and that's what I got out of it. And as we talked, you know, he brought up Michael Moore, and I brought up all the lies of Bush, and he said, so what? And this is the mentality. This is what people should understand. He goes, we make over $200,000. We're entitled. And I said, you don't care about the downtrodden, do you? And I said, can you look in the mirror? And he says, yes, I can. And I'm like, this is what's wrong with these people. It just makes you want to scream.
So his attitude was, you know, me, 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 screw the rest of the world.
Exactly, and he's from Australia, by the way, and I found that interesting. With his Australian accent, sticking up for Bush, he stuck up for the neocons, Reagan, and it just makes me livid because they don't care about down-and-out people. I hope to God that this guy becomes unemployed someday. I hope to God that that what would have, you know, paid for a lot of things are being cut by Bush. It makes you so mad. I just wanted to share that with you because when you get in a conversation, the one thing I find with neocons are the people that support Bush. They don't know facts, and they don't want to know facts. They don't care about facts, and that's what's mind-boggling to me.
The other thing I notice about them, too, is you're right about that, but they're also totally amoral. Just no moral sense, no sense of ethics.
Right.
They have some weird code that they try to use religious texts to verify that greed is good and the acquisition of more and more and bigger and more, that somehow that's good. It's disgusting. But what I've found is that all right-wingers, especially the Christo-fascists, are totally amoral, just totally amoral.
And they think they're entitled to everything they have.
Yeah.
The entitlements, and there's no accountability that I find that this media is unbelievable. You know, just think about how the media helped get Nixon to be to walk away.
Right.
And the thing about Watergate compared to these guys, Watergate was nothing compared to this. And it's just, but I love listening to your show. I just started listening to you. I listen to Air America all the time, and I have a XM radio, but I'm starting to stream now on the internet here, and this is, it's great to hear you, Mike.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that,
and
John.
I just thought I'd share a one-on-one with a neocon.
Well, it has to be a weird experience. By the way, way off the topic, I really respect what you do. I've watched piano tuners work before. You guys are incredible. What a craft. What an absolute craft.
I only tune by ear. I've been doing it for 31 years, 18,000 pianos. People go, "You have perfect pitch." I say, "I have two good ears." And I only listen to beats, and I set a temperament, and I'm more proud of being a piano tuner now than ever. I love making, I go to a house, the piano's way out of tune. I always say, I go to the house, it's just a piece of furniture. I leave, it's a beautiful instrument. And that never gets old. How many things can you do 18,000 times and still enjoy it?
I hear that. John, you have my respect. Thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. That's one hell of a talent. It really is. I watched a piano tuner work. Kathy and I got married in my house at the time. This is 8 or 9 years ago, and I had an old what do you call that? Spinet piano? Is that what it was? Upright? Okay. And it was just terribly out of tune. I kept it in tune for Chris, my son. He took piano lessons. "I don't want to do it, Dad." "Sit down and practice." You know that. But by that point, Chris was like 18 years old, and he had switched to guitar. But anyway, the piano was not in tune, and a couple of friends of mine were going to play. One plays the cello, and the other one plays the piano, and they were going to play some music. So we had to, for our wedding, so we had to have it tuned. And the guy came over, and I was just fascinated watching how a piano is tuned. And this was just a little, it was a standard keyboard and, you know, the pedals and yada yada, but it was amazing to watch. And so I have great respect for that particular art or craft, whatever it is. It's probably more of an art to do that sort of thing, right? Well, that was real interesting, Mike. Why don't you tell us some more about your wedding? I'm sorry, I just got carried away. Tony's calling from Queens. Hey, Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jim. Hello?
Say what?
Good night, how are you?
I can't hear you.
Hey, good night, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, before I get to the democracy question, I would like to say George Bush and his Republican cronies, they want to keep Tony Schiavo alive because all of their supporters are brain dead. Anybody in their right mind would never vote for them. So they want, if they start killing their brain dead supporters, they wouldn't have any supporters left.
All right, hold on a second, Tony. I got to take a break here. We'll come back and pick you up to the other side of the break, okay? And then we'll talk about democracy in Kyrgyzstan. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America. You amaze me, Catherine.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
We're talking with Tony, who's called in from Queens. All right, Tony, you want to talk about democracy in Kyrgyzstan? Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
The American public should see what true democracy is like. When the president of Kyrgyzstan, he was democratically elected, but then he rigged the election. And you see the people there? They came out in the street, and they protested, and they kicked him out. He's in hiding now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now why can't Americans see that that's true democracy? Right? That's the people speaking, right?
Well, yeah, anytime you have a situation like that, I don't know enough about the political situation in Kyrgyzstan. I've been following the headline, the flashes. I know that the people didn't like what they said was a rigged election and went berserk and got rid of the person who said no. I got reelected. I would like to see more of that attitude in this country. We've seen it in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. We've seen it in Kyrgyzstan. We've seen it in where else? In Ukraine, in Yugoslavia, in the Philippines. So I don't know to what extent that kind of action and I'm not putting a value on it, but let's call it mob action, is valid. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I think in this country, since we have an established system of government, that those avenues of government should be used to and avenues of the Constitution of the United States should be used to bring an end to this Bush crime family. On the other hand, when the avenues of legal peaceful change are closed off, then I think it is time for the people to take to the streets. So I guess what I'm saying, Tony, I'm kind of like most people, I would assume, kind of torn between taking the streets and beating the hell out of people or trying to do it legally and peacefully. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. But wasn't it Thomas Jefferson who said it?
Yes.
Either freedom or liberty is a tree that from time to time needs the blood of its patriots to bloom or to blossom.
Patriots and tyrants. Yes, he did. He did say that. Absolutely.
In Khorasan, if you watch the BBC News, they show you the blood of the Kyrgyz being shed and you see the police are beating the hell out of them.
Right.
But people still try them because at the end, the police are with them, supporting a new government, whatever it is. But I mean, you can't live a life expecting it to be good and all that. I mean, there comes a time when you have to stand up for real good and evil, unlike what George Bush is saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people, if you don't stand up for your rights will be taken away.
Well, that's very true. That's very true, Tony. No argument from me about that. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, pal. I got a boogie. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call, okay? I guess okay. Thanks, Tony. Robert is calling from Rhode Island. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, you are.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, you know who's a consigliere in the Bush crime family?
Who?
John Kerry.
Really? Okay, explain that one to me.
His investigations brought down the Bank of Credit Commerce International.
Right.
His investigations brought to light the Iran-Contra. But when these chumps like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity said he did nothing in his Senate record,
right,
his followers did not even mention these things. I voted for John Kerry, and he sold me out.
Well, I think a lot of people pointed out the Iran-Contra hearings that Kerry conducted, the hearings that exposed the CIA and CIA's involvement in the international drug trade, the CIA's involvement in introducing low-cost, high-potency crack cocaine into the United States. Are you saying that nobody acknowledged that? I don't agree with you. I think a lot
I'm
of people.
I'm saying that when they said he did nothing in the Senate, he folded because he's a consigliere in the Bush crime family.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're kind of slashing him.
He's a sellout. And this liberal conservative propaganda bullcrap is nothing but garbage to keep us divided as a people.
You,
John Kerry, I voted for him, but I am pathetically sorry that I voted for that sellout. Because that's all he is a sellout.
Okay, well, thanks, Robert. I'm sorry you're so pissed off. Thanks. Nice of you to call. All right, take care. Adioski. Ay, 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 ay. Robin is calling from West Virginia, famous radio talk show host from West Virginia, whose program, what time does your program end?
Right when you start, 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Hey, hold on a second, Robin. We'll come back and talk to Robin here in just a moment. Quick break here, we'll be back. By the way, we have three open lines on this program. What the hell is going on? Are our phones not working? This never happens. 866-303-2270. Fill them up, all right? This is Air America. God's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019.
With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over-the-counter at drugstores everywhere.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio, offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
Twenty-six before the hour. Michael is calling from Dallas. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. No. Back to Robin in West Virginia. I'm sorry, Robin.
No, that's okay.
Lost my head there for a moment, which is not unusual this hour of the night.
Well, it happens. Well, I've just been, Mike. I've been watching the headlines, and I've come to the conclusion that it's gotten to where everything looks like it comes from the Onion.
It does, doesn't it?
But, you know, out of many years of listening to you and everything, we kind of know where you stand on the idea of a deity. But I've come to the conclusion that there is proof of divine purpose, and it's in irony.
Now, that's an interesting perspective.
Well, if you consider today, the Schindler family redefined Schindler's List.
Yeah,
as the email list they're going to make a buck off of Terry on.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Jerry Falwell's on a ventilator with a garden hose down his throat.
Yes, he is.
After all these years of railing against gay people.
Right. Oh, God.
And the Pope's getting a feeding tube.
Who is?
The Pope.
The Pope, that's right. The Pope's getting one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get the hose through the hose with a little blowgun dart or, you know, just right into the belly.
Why do you suppose Falwell is apparently so reluctant to go shake hands with Jesus or the saints or God? I mean, isn't he a rapture right Christian?
In a large way. But, you know, beyond that, why in heaven's name is he in a hospital?
Well, that's true. He should be sitting in his church laying in his church with a prayer circle over him.
Yeah, and a couple of buckets of snakes and a few gallons of strychnine. You know the drill.
Robin, you're a hard man tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. These are just cruel, sick times.
Yeah, they are. They're very cruel, very sick, and very clotted with irony. I can't understand, though, seriously, no, this is not serious, but I really cannot understand the reluctance of so many of these shining lights in the Christian evangelical movement when it appears that their time is at hand. They are kicking and screaming, metaphorically speaking, not to take Jesus' hand and step into the abyss, and I don't understand that. They have been telling people all their lives that this is the reward, that this is the good thing. They've been telling people forever, hold on, the rapture is coming, you're going to rise up. So here's their chance to rise up, and it's a, oh no, not me, no, it's dark in there.
I think there's only one answer, Mike.
And it is?
They don't believe their hokum any more than we do.
Oh, okay. Well, that, you know, that's a good possibility, right?
But, you know, they have nurses come around in the hospital. Kathy probably knows about this. And they check the feet for warmth to make sure the circulation is...
Right.
You can just see them checking Falwell's feet. But, you know, the warmth isn't from, you know, body heat or anything. It's, you know, it's hell.
It's from scraping the outer reaches of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the little demons going to do with his head when he gets down there?
They pinch it off and use it as a soccer ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They choose up sides. All these little demons, let's see their names, Fesk, Grondel, Snick, Yakag, and Forg. And there's a bunch more. It's I have a hard time remembering the names of the demons that they're going to play soccer with these people's heads. But
and the first time his head goes through, goes into the net, you know, Satan's going to say, goal. Yeah.
Goal. Bend it like Beckham for sure. All right, Robin, thanks for checking in, pal.
See you, Mike.
You have a nice evening. Robin's a sick man. He just is. He's just a sick man. Where does he come up with that stuff? Pinching off heads of the newly departed to use as soccer balls. Oh, Robin. Michael is calling from Dallas. Now we'll go to Michael. Hey, Michael, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say, I want to thank Air America and KXEB for coming on in Dallas. It is so awesome. I could just scream, and then you'd get an FCC fine for broadcasting too much power. Great.
Well, thank you. I can only speak on my own behalf, but I know everybody in Air America really, you know, we just kind of stood up and cheered when we found out we were going to be on in Dallas. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great town, and, you know, it's about 40% of us, and we have nothing here. We have all the, you know, the sheepdogs on the right.
Yeah, yeah.
They corral the sheep. But anyway, on this Terry Schiavo thing, I know it's pretty much a dead horse and we keep beating it, but, you know, I think we got him here. And they overstretched. But what really sickens me about the whole thing, when they turn this into a political football, you know, the delays and
right.
Probably Karl Rove is behind all this, you know, their real strategy, if you step back and look at it, is to, they really want this woman to die. Because that's the moral outrage. You know, that's what they feed their sheep. If they really wanted to save her, they could jump in and save her. Julian Epstein was on Al's show earlier, and he laid out and said, you know, they could have bought time. They could have put the two back in. It was well within their legal power, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They really want her to die. And, you know, it's just the rank hypocrisy. It's just sickening. And, you know, I don't know how do we got to get rid of them, you know?
Well, let's hope it can be done legally and peacefully. I would hate to think that that we would have to revert to some other method and means of.
No, we got to win the 06 election, and we got to take this. I mean, they've exposed their strategy here. This was their opening gambit in their culture of life. Bush
right.
started a couple weeks ago. He started talking about culture of life, and this was their opening gambit. And you know, the funny thing is, once they found out that it wasn't a wedge issue. It was more like an 80-20 issue.
Uh-huh.
They all crawled back under the rocks.
Oh, didn't they run? Didn't they just abandon this whole Schiavo story with an episode, tragedy? Like all of a sudden they touched a stove and it was red hot?
Yeah, they're gone. You know, like cockroaches when you turn the light on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, but we can't let them... Like, turn this, right now all the sheepdogs are out trying to say that, you know, the liberals and progressives are the party of death, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're the party of death. Yeah. You know,
well, we got to use this and turn it on them because we've got the ammunition. We know that they're the party of death. I mean, you know, they like to champion these abortion and end-of-life issues, but what about the middle? What about the mercury? You know, what about the rocket fuel and...
Oh, none of that's true. That's just that fake science crap.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's what some of these Christo-fascists say. Oh, well, what are you going to do, right, Michael?
Yeah, right. You know, I've got three small children, and, you know, we got to change this for them, you know. I mean, us, we're still going to be behind the eight ball with the debt and stuff. We cannot leave trillions and trillions of debt to our children. And then what are they going to do? They're going to, their standard of living is going to be nowhere. They're going to be a third world country, and we're going to be a third world country in 30 or 40 years if we don't get them out of power. We got to get the, we, you know what it is? It's the subpoena power that Congress has.
Mm-hmm.
All during Clinton years, they had the subpoena power, and they abused it.
Oh, absolutely.
And now we don't have it, and all the store's wide open. Everything's out the door. Trillions missing out of the Pentagon budget, like Cynthia, the congresswoman you had on last night.
Yeah, Cynthia McKinney, right.
Yeah, brave, brave woman. We need more of her. You know,
absolutely.
We got to get rid of delay, and we got to stack. You know, we got to find the people who will stand up, you know, and if Democrats won't stand up, they got to go. Like Joe Lieberman, we got to figure out how to excommunicate that man out of the party. You know, guys like that.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Absolutely. But that's up to you all in Texas to get rid of him.
A delay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, get rid of him.
I mean, I'm willing to, like, change my residency to Sugar Land just so I can vote against the man, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish we could do that. We could flood his district. I mean, he redistricted the whole map illegally. You know, we should figure out how to maneuver the population around and defeat his little scheme there. There's a way, you know, but just got to keep hammering, and what you guys are doing is great, and keep it up.
All right, well, thanks, Michael. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for your comments. Anthony is calling from Miami. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. Haven't called you in a while and just came back to the show. I mean, seriously, sometimes you're good for a laugh, but you can just really get someone excited sometimes, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What I was going to say was today in class, it reminded me of you, was basically my professor was going on and on telling the class I didn't know he basically lives in a fairy land, and he started then reading off stats from public universities like Michigan State, where they came out with a statistic saying that 67% of our Fox News viewers after the election still believe there was a connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
You would get a laugh out about that. Another question I had for you is if you could help me out with some homework. I actually have to write a paper on U.S. intervention in a foreign country with using the CIA or U.S. troops, and I wanted to know what's your suggestion that I do it on.
Chile.
Uh-huh.
The way we overthrew the freely elected government there in 1976, I believe, and installed Augusto Pinochet. But just do a Google on Chile CIA, see what you come up with, okay?
All right, then, thanks.
All right, Anthony, have a nice evening. Quick break, we'll be back. This is Air America, I'm Mike Malloy. Texas, won't you anyway? So won't you let me help you, mister? Just pull your hat down the way I do and buy your pants just a little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas, won't you get away? That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas, won't you get away? That's right.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it, or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers in their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be
talking about. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hey neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, it is. Credit where credit's due tonight. Program engineer, New York City, by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Mac Iani also sat in. Is he a trainee, a new person? Well, welcome aboard, Matt. David Fizika screened your calls. And our usual primary crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, out of Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas, and, of course, our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Visit MikeMalloy.com and also visit AirAmericaRadio.com and have a good time. Kathleen is calling from Atlanta. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
It is so nice to hear your voice on the radio again.
It's good to me, too. Working beats not working.
It's been a long time. I used to listen to you down here when you used to argue with Bortz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he turned into a real stickle pig, didn't he?
He did. You're making me feel like an old man here.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, I really wanted to brush on what the fellow up there from New York was trying to say, and I think he was trying to get his point across, but I don't think he did a very good job of it. I think he might have been lacking language or something. But we as Americans, we really don't understand the whole world view, what is going on in the world. And we're pretty gosh darn lax. I mean, like right now, I'm sitting here painting because I have nothing better to do. I got enough stuff. I got food, I got water, I got shelter. I don't think about those things.
Right.
And there are people out there who don't have those things. and whose governments are actually keeping those things from them
mm-hmm.
when they're completely obtainable. You know, the whole justification of going to war to free a people, i.e. over there in Iraq, because they were oppressed or whatever, quote-unquote oppressed, is some very backwards thinking going on, especially in this country. And I used to listen to a lot of right-wing radio.
That's a good way to go totally mad, totally insane.
Well, it's something that's easy to feed on. You can sit around all day and feed on this stuff.
Not for a person with intelligence, a sense of logic, a sense of morality, a sense of justice. It's not easy at all. The only people, and I know you're not referring to yourself here, but the only people who feed on right wing talk radio like Hannity or Bortz or Limbaugh or any of these thugs are people who. I don't know. They're on a sugar diet or something. They don't know. They don't understand nutrition for the mind. And they're eating. What they're really eating is a sweet tasting corpse. And it's horrifying. I mean, these are ghouls, vampires. It's awful. But these are people who feast on right wing talk radio. People who cannot think, cannot develop a moral sense, cannot understand ethics.
It's pretty amazing. I'm so delighted that I found you guys down here on 1690 down here in Atlanta. WGAA, I think it is.
WWAA.
WWAA, right. And you know, I was just floating around on the radio looking for something else to hear other than pretty much what has come to be known to me as right-wing rhetoric.
Sure.
And I'm just very delighted that somebody finally put their foot in the door and said, hey, wait a minute, we're going completely in the wrong direction here.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start thinking about our people, and that means all of us. And that doesn't just mean the people who are the haves. It means we need to start looking at the have-nots, and we need to start doing something about it and taking care of them, taking care of their problems.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to mean, though, the removal of the Republican Party from any position of power and send them back to the back of the room where they sat and played with themselves for the past 50 years until Newt Gingrich came along and figured out a way to corrupt language and destroy dialogue. And American media came along and decided they were spectators rather than instigators for truth and justice. And the American public said to hell with it and stopped voting. So, you know, it's a big job. I hope we can do it. But the only way to restore what you're talking about or to bring America back to the idea that it's a country and a society that can work toward justice. We've never been just in this country, but to work toward justice is to get rid of Republicans. Republicans are like a millstone around a person's neck when they're trying to swim the English Channel. It can't be done. And Republicans have to be removed from office. I frankly think they ought to be removed from politics. But, you know, we do have political rights in this country. But they just have to be removed from power because they're involved in thuggery and deceit and death. And this society needs to be able to breathe again, and that means getting rid of Republicans. You know what I'm saying?
The difficulty there is that the people who have the ability to vote don't understand which direction they need to vote.
Well, then somebody has to open some doors. I mean, I believe in self-education. If a person is content with the kind of slop and slime that the right wing is spewing all over America, then, okay, maybe so. You know, that old saying, there's none so blind as those who will not see. I don't believe that people should be educated. They should educate themselves. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, we got to boogie on out of here. Thanks for checking in, Kathleen.
Love your voice.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope to talk again. If we didn't get to your call tonight after I said, well, we got 5 open lines, I'm sorry. That always happens, right? I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-24-